Like most grand openings, there was a ribbon cutting, and because this was a veterans hospital, a military band. The VA hospital that federal officials once considered for closure has just added two new buildings and a parking ramp. Built in 1951, serving just 67 patients, the William S. Middleton Memorial Hospital has seen patient growth rise steadily the last two decades. Now it cares for nearly 40,000 soldiers from Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois. And because it's the only VA facility doing lung transplants, it also gets soldier patients from across the country. Unveiled at a recent grand opening was a new training facility for doctors and nurses. It features a simulated patient for them to practice on. The other new building is for patients who will go home soon, says VA Associate Director Alan Akers.
Maybe they've had a knee replacement or a hip replacement and they have some rehab to do, or they just have some intermediate care before they can go home. This allows us to take care of those patients too.
The Community Living Center, as it's called, will provide transitional care to 26 vets, including hospice patients. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.